often when people come in to play their first game, they get a great, you know, enthusiasm, a great drive, you know, but they need to do it in their second game and third game as well, as the lads that have been here before them. Yeah, it worked tonight. Had we gone a goal down and we had to chase the game, it might have been slightly different. But that didn't happen. That happened enough days here. So it's good to get a victory, especially at home, because it's a whaling since we won here. And a good while since we kept a clean sheet here.
Yeah, on the downside, Jesse Deaver's forced off early. Another injury, hopefully. I mean, the fact that he tried to play on, hopefully it's not as bad as what it might be.
Yeah, in fairness, in there, he was struggling at half time when we went in. Look, he'll see the physio, Johnny, and get himself sorted, and he'll come in on Monday to try and assist where he is. You know, we've had, it seems that, you know, it's constant that we've a couple of lads out each week, but thankfully the lads that have come in have stepped up to the plate tonight anyway. But Shelburne will bring a completely, I won't say a completely different task, but Shelburne are without doubt the most experienced side in this division, and they don't concede too many, although the lads said they conceded a free kick in the last minute to draw it tonight. But they're tough, hardy, and they can play. And I think, you know, Shelburne will be right up there. Whether we're anywhere near them or not, maybe next Friday we'll tell a tale there.
Yeah, and can we expect any more new faces before next weekend, Ollie, or is that all your business done?
No, Dermot, no, that's us done, and that's us done at a struggle. There's a lot of work done in trying to attract the lads, and a lot of work done in trying to get them cleared. We didn't get them cleared for Drogheda last Friday, and we got them cleared this afternoon for the Longford game, but we needed them, you know, without doubt we need them. We'd probably need one or two more bodies, but to get them with what we can offer is a challenge. But look, you know, we'll see where we're at. You know, the likes of Paddy McCourt is out. He got a scan yesterday and it looks like he'll be out for long term, which is a massive loss. And you know, you don't go out there and be able to replace the likes of him. They're not there, and certainly not there from a Finn Harris point of view. But to be fair to the lads that came in tonight, they did well, especially the lads making their first start. But as I said a while ago, they need to do as well in their second game, third game, and 33rd game, if ever they get to that, or if ever I'm here for that.
Yeah, well, listen, things are as tight as ever at the top of the table, but as you say, another big game next weekend.
Yeah, I mean, there'll be twists and turns in this, like, you know, yeah. I mean, you know, we're on a good run. You know, there was doom and gloom here when we lost the UCD. That could easily have happened tonight with the quality that the likes of Dylan McLean and the counter attack is first class. You know, the same with UCD, same with Shelburne, but Shelburne defensively are very strong and experienced. And, you know, they hurt you without a doubt. And, you know, I think whoever finishes above Shelburne will have done very well. And I think whoever finishes above them will have won the league.
Been a bit of a shake up with the two new guys. Mikey Place is fairly new in as well, and Nathan Boyle coming back. So, you know, a lot of things to regel and get players together.
Yeah. And it'll take time. Like, yeah. I mean, I said this at the start of the year. First couple of games in here, we're a brand new team. And we're a half a brand new team here. That'll take time. Look, it'll work tonight, but that doesn't mean it'll work every week. And we need people to be patient. To be fair, the supporters tonight, they were brilliant. Yeah. You know, and even in the first half when we weren't going well, they were brilliant. Yeah. And kept, you know, but we need them. Should we go behind to Shelburne or go behind in other places to be equally as brilliant and drive them on? Because there's a lot of kids out there. And you know, the likes of Timmy that started there tonight, he's another kid, you know, 19 years of age. Yeah. And we need, us as management and the club and supporters need to be patient with them.
Yeah. And Timmy, how did that all come about that you got word about his availability? Or,
well, basically it was in this afternoon where look, we're on to the FAI. John Campbell has been dealing with them for the last maybe 10 days. Wasn't as straightforward as Jacob's one, which came through earlier in the day. But they're in the laps of the gods, are certainly out of our hands to try and get clearance, international clearance of times. And you need the other federations, which would have been Malta in Jacob's case and in Spain in Timmy's case, to answer phones and answer emails when the FAI contact them. But thankfully, we got them through. We loved to have had them last week.
Yeah.
But look, it might have worked well, the fact that...
And how long have they been actually training with you?
Timmy finished up in Spain. He came in the 10th of June. Jacob has been in with us. He went away on trial in Scotland, and we met him there and took him back again and persuaded him. to buy into us here with what we have to offer. And I mean that, you know, they're all here for the right reasons, Chris.
So ultimately, I mean, you must be delighted that you've got the signings over the line. Yeah, because they could have gone the other way.
They could have, yeah. I mean, you know, we'll see how good they can be. Like, as I said, there's going to be mistakes in Timmy. He's 19 years of age. There's mistakes in all the kids that we have out there, and he's another kid. And he needs to be patient with game time. He got, you know, whatever, 75 minutes tonight. But also, we need to be patient with him and others, and indeed the supporters who are top class tonight need to be patient, especially with the younger lads.